Honey, I'm home.
It's you, dear.
I came home early to help you get ready for the folks. You?
Never judge a gift by its wrapping.
Darren, Mother's going to join us for dinner.
Sam, my parents are coming over.
Now, that's what I call a gracious host.
Look, my parents are coming to town to see the baby for the first time. I would like the evening to go smoothly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it will, Darren, it will. Mother's given her solemn oath to behave herself, haven't you, Mother? Yes. Why, she even bought Tabitha a present. Look. Isn't he cute?
May I see that for a minute? All right, what does he do? Suddenly turn into a real bear? Sing the second act from La Traviata?
It sits on a shelf in a department store and people buy it. It's not magic, just $8.95.
Do you swear there's nothing funny about this bear?
Darren, really?
Sam, I've been burned too often. Do you swear?
Well, if you're going to be boorish about it, yes.
All right. I thank you.
I think I'll go change for dinner.
The bear's all right. It's the box that's magic.
Please, go right ahead.
Well, I was just wondering if you'd been over here very often since the baby was born.
Oh, just as often as I could. There's so much work to do when there's a new baby in the house.
Do you think that's wise?
Wise, Mrs. Stevens?
Well, I mean, if it was me, I'd I'd worry about meddling.
Oh, I scarcely think Samantha would consider her own mother a meddler.
Grandpa and Grandma will be up in a little while to see you.
Shh.
Yes, they will.
No, I would say she definitely takes after my side of the family.
Of course, it's so hard to tell at this age. She's still so young.
Well, I can tell. Those little expressions, those mannerisms. Of course, I've seen her so often. This will be your first time, won't it?
Tabitha's just waking up. We'll run up and see her in a minute. Mrs. Stevens, I was noticing Tabitha certainly has your eyes.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes. The resemblance is quite remarkable.
Of course, at this age, her eyes are still changing.
Still, I would have thought those little flecks of gold.
Where's Darren? Oh, he's out in the kitchen with his father. Frank is probably talking his ear off about another one of those I hate being retired schemes.
Well, I'll go see if I can pry them loose.
Yes, do.
As I was saying, Samantha's grandmother had just those same little flecks of gold in her eyes, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been telling Darren about this fellow that we met on the trip. Seems that he's in the vending machine game. He's got this terrific idea. Vending machines for cocktail lounges.
Oh.
How do you think of it? You press a button, zap. Out comes a Manhattan. All he needs is a little capital.
Pop, I don't think
it's such a terrific idea. Your husband doesn't like it.
Well, I just don't see any sense in retiring and then spending all your time figuring out how to go back to work.
You don't.
Well, can't you just relax, take it easy?
You're just like your mother. Now we can travel, Frank, just like we've always wanted, Frank.
Yeah. Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, I'd like to meet the guy who ever said the travel was relaxing. 2 hours at a museum takes more out of me than a full day at the plant.
Right now, you can travel into the living room with this. Mm. Then we can all relax.
At your service, ma'am.
That is the fourth harebrained scheme he's told me about. And he's going to take a crazy flyer in something if somebody doesn't stop him.
You stop him. Right now, I've got to head off Mother.
Trouble?
Well, they're not exactly having a love feast.
Any bloodshed?
Not yet. They're still at the kill 'em with kindness stage.
You see, all you do is press this button and zip. Out comes a Tom Collins. Zap! An old-fashioned. What do you think of it?
That's a little primitive, but it's interesting.
I'm all for labor-saving devices.
Well, let's see. Here's a woman with some imagination.
Yes. Yes, one can see that from the way she dresses.
Thank you.
Can I freshen this skirt?
Oh, Darren. Oh, I couldn't have done better myself.
Mrs. Stevens, have you tried the cheese crackers?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, yes, dear. Absolutely delicious. Perhaps a touch more lemon the next time.
I do envy you, Mrs. Stevens, for being so domestic. Personally, I'm not much of a homemaker.
No, you're more the woman of the world. Type. Career woman. Got a great head for business.
Paul, can I refill your drink?
Yeah, just sweeten it up a little. No ice, please. tell me.
Yes.
Your candid opinion. Mm-hmm. If you were me, would you get mixed up in this vending machine deal?
Mother. What? Why don't you come out and help me in the kitchen?
Oh, certainly, darling. You know, I'm on sort of a sabbatical. But I see no reason why an energetic man like you shouldn't get involved in whatever he wants.
Careful, dear. You're back.
Frank.
Yeah.
Where's the present we brought for Tabitha?
Oh, it's right.
Oh, Mrs. Stevens, there was really no need after all the things you've sent.
Well, yeah. If Mrs. Stevens wasn't able to see Tabitha, it's very nice to send presents.
I just couldn't resist this. Isn't he precious?
I think I hear Tabitha. Excuse me.
Oh, let me go. After all, what are grandparents for?
Darren, dear, you seem a little nervous tonight. Is there something the matter?
No. No, I'm happy as a clam. I'm just excited that you two are here.
Darren.
Yes, sweetheart.
Those olives aren't pitted.
I thought they were kind of crunchy.
Rebus, Phoebus. Abitha, Tabitha, a dancing bear bee, when you hear the name Tabitha. Tabitha.
He really is adorable, Mrs. Stevens. I know Tabitha's going to love him.
Yep, she's awake. I'll bring her down.
I really am concerned about Darren. I've never seen him so fidgety.
Ah, you're just imagining things. He's probably got a lot on his mind.
He's fine, really.
All you had to do was get rid of the bear.
Could I help it if she wouldn't part with it?
Hello, sweetheart. Did you have a nice nap? What did you do to her?
I made her fall passionately in love with the teddy bear.
Well, you can just make her fall passionately out of love with the teddy bear.
Oh, don't be such a ninny. She simply likes the toy.
Don't worry, sweetheart. You'll have another bear in just a minute.
I'm sorry, but someday you'll understand.
Sam, why don't you bring the folks out?
What a
shame she should be crying when you see her for the first time.
Silly dear. Children are always a little cranky when they wake up.
Well, it proves she's got a good set of lungs.
There she is in all her glory. She's
beautiful. Just be- and I have just the thing for her, a little playmate. A nice fuzzy teddy bear.
Did you see that, Mother? We walk in and she stops crying. That's quite a girl you've got there, Darren. Samantha. It looks like you're a little late with your teddy bear.
If I'd known she already had one... Oh, Samantha, you should have told me.
Well, as a matter of fact, Samantha was so busy fixing dinner, she just forgot I brought it.
You brought it?
Well, I think that's terrific. She'll be the only girl on the block with two teddy bears.
Make it three, and you can change your name to Goldilocks.
Why don't you run down and see if the roast is ready?
Certainly, darling. I'm always glad to help out.
Mom, why don't you give her your bear?
Here you are, darling. Now the teddy bear has a friend.
Looks like she's a one bear girl.
Don't be silly. She couldn't possibly know which is which. See?
Can't tell the difference, huh? Yes, sir, she's quite a girl.
Well, shall we all go downstairs and have a drink?
Yes. You run along. I'll be down in a moment. Run along. Mm-hmm. Oh, run.
I don't know.
All right, Tabitha, now we'll just...
Oh, no!
Anything wrong?
Oh, I know.
Well, will you look at that?
It's really nothing. It's just a dancing
bear.
Well,
no wonder she liked this one.
It's incredible what they can do with children's toys nowadays, isn't it?
This bear is identical to the one I brought. Look, the same brand. Mine doesn't dance.
Never look at that.
Well, actually, it is the same bear, but I fooled around with it a little. You know how I love to tinker, Pop.
Yes, I do.
Well, it's really very simple. You just invert the positive and the negative poles, and that causes a reverse magnetic field. And then that...
It's the old Mexican jumping bean principle.
The old Mexican jumping bean principle, and zap, the bear dances.
Son, did you really make that bear dance?
Old Mexican jumping bean principle.
That's terrific.
It is.
This is just what I've been looking for. Now, you leave everything to me. I'll find a manufacturer and arrange the financing. Your office can handle the advertising campaign. Son, we are going to make $1 million selling dancing bears.
Oh, no.
Frank, for heaven's sake.
Phyllis, we've raised a genius. If everything goes the way I think it will, within 6 months... we'll have Oscar the Dancing Bear in every crib in the country.
Samantha, do you mind if I go lie down for a few minutes? I think I'm getting one of my sick headaches.
Ow! Here you are, Tabitha.
Pop, we can't go leaping into something like this without talking about it first. You've been where? Oh, no. You better come over here this afternoon. Pop? Pop? Don't you ever get tired. Yeah. He's coming over this afternoon with a toy manufacturer. Now, how am I going to explain a dancing bear with nothing inside of it to make it dance? Will you please sit still?
And I've tried all morning to unhex him. Mother's the only one that can, and she won't show up.
You better try your mother again. I'm going upstairs and try to remember that murder's against the law.
I'll say one thing. You're a marvelous pacifier.
I'm glad to see one's gift is appreciated.
Oh, dear little one.
Mother.
Yes.
Take the spell off that bear.
Why, Samantha, what makes you think I did it?
Now, I hate to say this, but as long as that bear keeps dancing, your granddaughter is off limits.
I don't know where you've learned to be so cruel. It must be the mortal influence. Very well. Mudgrid, Milgrid, Polidor, a dancing bear you'll be no more.
Thank you.
I hope you're satisfied.
Come on, sweetie. You'll feel better after you've had your lunch. She'll just have to learn to get along in a world without witchcraft.
Is the bear diffused?
Yes. Mother finally saw it my way.
Hello, dear. Samantha.
What's the matter with my baby?
I think she's a little disenchanted with her bear.
Well, maybe grandmother has something to take its place. How about a nice, friendly clown?
Oh, that's darling.
Oh, aren't you precious?
Mom, you sure turned the trick.
Absolutely. I was just going to take her up for a bath. Would you like to do it, Mrs. Stevens?
Oh, I'd love to, Samantha. Thank you, dear. Come along, sweetie.
Up you go.
You and the nice, funny clown can have a nap. Would you like that, dear?
I'll make some tea. In the battle of the grandmothers, your mother is the current leader.
Oscar, my boy, about to make a comeback.
She doesn't like too many toys in her crib. She'll like this one. Sleep well, little...
Shh.
So, I'm sorry to have brought you all the way out here, Mr. Hochstetter, but I'm afraid the toy just doesn't work anymore.
But, Darren, last night it worked perfectly.
I know, Pop, but today, nothing.
I'll show you. Honey, where's the bear?
It's in the Oh, well, I guess it's in Tabitha's room.
Excuse me.
Would you like some more coffee, Mr. Hogstead?
Oh, no, thank you, ma'am.
I just can't understand it.
It doesn't matter, Mr. Stevens. In my line, you've got to follow up every crackpot amateur invention. You never know when somebody's going to come up with something. But frankly, it almost always turns out this way.
Last night, that bear was a regular Nureyev.
Look, I've got a research department at my plant that would knock your eye out. The Air Force develops a new missile, and the next week, we've got it in plastic. Once one of my boys developed a ray gun, and the government bought it from us. The way things are going, the Hochstetter wind-up and battery-driven spaceman will be on the moon before the astronauts. So how can you expect a crackpot amateur?
There we are. Well, here he is. See, just sits there.
Tabitha's sound asleep, honey.
Let me see this.
Son, you're a genius. How'd you fix it?
No wind-up key? No batteries? Remote control, huh?
I guess you might say that. Excuse me.
Gentlemen, I got where I am by not being afraid to make decisions. Now, which one of you has a controlling interest?
Well, it's my son's invention, but I guess it's 50-50.
Okay, I just made a decision. I want 200,000 of these on the market as soon as my plant can turn them out. Name your terms.
No.
What no? I haven't even started bargaining yet.
I mean, there are innumerable difficulties.
Just tell me your problems, and my research boys will line them up.
Mr. Hockstetter, we have something else I think you might be interested in.
A toy baby. Terrific. Wind it up, please.
This is our daughter.
Oh. Coochie-coo, kid. What other toys have you got? Anti-missile missile? Death ray gun? Any chance we got a germ warfare kit?
No, not exactly. Mother, Mrs. Stevens, would you come in here for a moment? Now, Mr. Hockstetter, this is rather like the dancing bear. My husband put in the mechanism just before you arrived.
What are you trying to do?
Get us out of this.
Mister, you've got a great future in toys. I'm in for the same number of clowns. How about it?
Oh, she's very attached to it. Here you are, darling.
Well, have we got a deal or not?
Don't you think we should consult our parents first, dear?
Well, of course we've got a deal. That's what Mr. Hockstetter's here for.
How about you, Mrs. Stevens?
Me?
Well, it really is rather a wonderful opportunity. But on the other hand, it's kind of a shame. You see, now, Tabitha is the only little girl with dancing toys. If they're mass-produced, every baby will have one.
Well, if I have any voice in this, I say no. I have no intention of going into business. I just wanted to bring home a toy that my granddaughter would like.
Oh, she does, Mom. And, the bear. She's crazy about the bear, too.
May I ask what's going on?
Mrs. Stevens, I'm truly touched. To think that you'd give up all that money just for Tabitha. Just a moment. Just a moment. If I'm not mistaken, it was I who brought Tabitha the teddy bear. That makes me a partner, too. Am I not right, Samantha? Oh, yes. In a way, Mother was really the driving force behind the whole deal. And I will not allow crass commercialism to make my granddaughter just one of the crowd.
It's a tough decision. Well, what do you think, Pop?
I'm sorry, Hockstetter. No deal.
I think you're all cracking up.
My granddaughter is not about...
Thomas Edison would have gotten mixed up with this crowd, he'd be the only man with a light bulb in his house. This is not the spirit that made our country great. Excuse me.
We're really very sorry, Mr. Hockstetter.
Don't worry about it. If he can make a dancing bear and an acrobatic clown, my research staff can too. Like.
I doubt it.
To do something. It's almost midnight.
Well, I don't know what. If I leave them in the crib, she stays awake watching them. If I put them away, she cries.
This could go on for hours. Isn't there anything you can do?
Wait a minute. I can't stop them from dancing when they're in the crib. But maybe I could change the rhythm. Thank you.